Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the 2015 CA Howe Convention. Woo-hoo. Thank you. My name is Mireya, and I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater, and your grateful chair, and along with Brendan back there. Woo-hoo. So, want to get started with, can we start with the serenity prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Woohoo. So I want to start off just saying, first of all, thank you to all those who have been of service putting this together. As a chair, this was truly an experience of service is freedom from bondage of self and allowing my higher power to take care of everything. And it's all turned out fabulous. So thank you. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for letting me be of service. It's always, I've never had the opportunity to do this. So it's with great pleasure that I'd like to introduce to everyone, Rachel C.
I'm tall enough.
My. If you look this way, you look this way, and you look that way and that way, honey, this is by running for, I should run for president. Look at all the votes, I guess. Wasn't the food wonderful? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is 18 years. I remember the first one we did. We didn't even know what we were doing. We screwed up, but good. But this is 18 years. And congratulations to each and everyone. We would not have this if you didn't show up. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being part of HOW. Thank you for being just beautiful people. I love it. This is the 18th annual World Convention. I'm so grateful that I could make it. I would like to take this time to welcome with all my heart those who have traveled here from near and far to do the service that this program needs. You are the program. You are the program. And the program needs you, each and every one of you. Every one of you. Our primary purpose is to carry the message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. It is an action and a goal for each of us. It is our responsibility to pass the message. It is what we do, and it involves spirituality and love. The message can be carried through sponsorship and working with others and is in line with the 12 steps and the 7 tools. It is our group lifeline. As the recovery of the 12 steps of each day goes by, people around the world are eating an abstinent meal and working the 12-step program. If we live good lives, and times are also good if we live good lives, as we are such are at the times. Find something to love with all your heart. Discover what inspires your biggest dreams. Seek out a challenge that creates positive change, speaks of your purpose, and makes a difference in the world. A good life is not lived by chance, but by choice. You have to make positive choices. We can be wise from goodness and good from wisdom. What I have to add to this, I am working on something else, and you might as well know right now, and I'll get my hand slapped, but I'm used to it. I've had my hand slapped plenty to get this started. What I'm working on is, what is your purpose? What do you want? Why are you going to 3 meetings a week? Why are you having a sponsor? Why are you doing service? I'll tell you why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because it keeps me alive. I don't want to stand up here and say to you that I've accomplished something, because I didn't do this by myself. I had all of your help. Each and every one of you just coming here tonight is the help that I needed. It's to see the people. The purpose in my life, I will share, is as long I could live as long as possibly as I can, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and I am adding one more. Next year, I'll get a motion to do it, but I'm doing it before because I always do things without permission. I'm adding it. You have to become financially safe, because when you get to be my age, going on 95, I still live in my home because I could afford it. You have to start now. There is things going on that I know that our people are having financially, and they're losing their homes. You got to start in finding out, what is your purpose? What do you want when you get to be where I am today? And I'm talking about the age. It is worth it. It is worth it. I talk every single day to Abraham and Moses. Those are my partners. I have a purpose. I'm working on a purpose. It's to stay physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially solvent. Honey, it's worth it. Start to work. And the basis of what I'm saying is, you have to change what you're not doing right. The change is the most important thing. Just do the best you can. The best you can. If I'm standing up here, and I am so proud of each and everyone. I opened my home 32 years ago to start this. I still see people 32 years ago. I just met a man here, and I was just thrilled to know that he showed up tonight. Thank you. Thank you so much. Life is worth it. Stay happy. Smile. Laugh a lot. Enjoy it. Enjoy your life. Stay out of the positive head. This has got to be a positive head. Congratulations, the new board. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so grateful. I can't do this by myself. I have to be involved with the people that got the same disease. I'm still a compulsive overeater, but I'm in recovery. There is a difference. I am still. If I walk out, I know what I'm going to do. I am still a compulsive eater, but I am in recovery because I show up. I still show up. I still sponsor. I still write, and I weigh and measure my food every night. Not here, though, but I know what I'm doing. Have a good night, enjoy yourself, and laugh a lot. That's the answer. Laugh a lot. Laugh at yourself also. Ron, that's it. Look at the young boyfriend I got.